Good morning, I'm Mark Purzell, and this is Cincinnati Edition. Stories of living and working in the secret city of Oak Ridge, Tennessee in World War II, on the way in about 15 minutes. And later on Cincinnati Edition, the Big Idea Challenge, the Greater Cincinnati Foundation. To begin with, Jay Hanselman has a look at what was making local news headlines this week.
Cincinnati's city manager says the city should not build the streetcar system at any cost. But he says city council should approve the additional $17.4 million needed to close the current gap in the first phase of the project. Milton Dahoney was asked repeatedly this week if the current $133 million cost is the final price tag. He says that's uncertain because of a number of variables, including the actual cost of the rails. Dahoney was also asked if he was seeking a blank check from council.
I would never expect or ask for the policy-making body of this government to give the administration a blank check to do anything, and I'm not doing that here.
Council didn't vote on the latest streetcar funding request. A committee could vote on an ordinance for the extra money in 2 weeks. Meanwhile, two council members signed a motion asking the city manager to cease and desist indefinitely from moving forward on the streetcar. That was referred to committee for more discussion. Cincinnati Police Chief James Craig is officially going home. Craig is taking the top job in his hometown of Detroit. Craig says he's excited about the opportunity and thankful for his time and the people in Cincinnati, adding he wouldn't have been considered for the Detroit job without his experiences here.
You know, I talked often about, you know, crime reduction. And the fact that we ended last year with a substantial reduction in homicides and violent crime. The fact that some of our neighborhoods, like Over the Rhine, certainly Avondale, that didn't experience a homicide for an entire year, doesn't happen by accident. And so when I talk about cops, I say cops count and leadership does matter.
In Detroit, Craig says he'll focus on reducing violence and boosting officer morale. His last day in Cincinnati will be June 22nd. The city manager says he'll conduct a nationwide search for Craig's replacement. Assistant Chief Paul Humphreys will serve in the interim. Following 2 years of litigation, Western and Southern and the owners of the Anna Louise Inn have reached a settlement. The insurance company will pay $4 million for the women's home at Lytle Place and allow residents to stay until a new facility in Mount Auburn is finished. Michael Latch speaks for Western and Southern.
You know, we'd always hoped that we could get the parties together to have a conversation that would yield an opportunity for a win-win solution, and we were able to do that recently and come to a conclusion.
Latch says Western and Southern will redevelop the inn into a destination hotel. Women who live at Anna Louise are pleased they will be getting a larger living space, according to the CEO of Cincinnati Union Bethel, Steve McConnell.
The new site is at the just opposite United Way across the street at on Reading Road. So that'll be new construction there, and you know, I think a really nice place for the women.
McConnell says there will be more parking and plenty of transportation. For now, Cincinnati council members will still be able to call for separate votes on items contained in larger ordinances and motions. The Rules and Government Operations Committee this week approved a plan to delete the provision from the current council rules, but right now only 5 members support it, and it takes 6 affirmative votes to change it. Rules Committee Chairwoman Yvette Simpson says the move to separate is confusing.
There's no indication of what determines whether a question is separable. There's no indication of who determines whether a question is separable. It's been the subject of many conversations since I've been on council about whether something can be separated or not.
But 4 other council members apparently feel otherwise. Lori Quinlevin is against deleting the rule. She says it's about choices, and she doesn't think it's a problem. Hamilton County commissioners are drafting new language for a City of Cincinnati ordinance they don't like. The city wants all contractors working on Metropolitan Sewer District projects to have apprenticeship programs with successful graduates. But many non-union companies say that doesn't make good business sense and point out it would take at least 5 years to meet that requirement, even if they added apprentices. Joyce Frank is the executive director of the Cincinnati Master Plumbers Association, which she says does have an apprenticeship program.
I represent about 90 contracting companies, plumbing contracting companies. If with this ordinance, it has shut all of them out. Because of the economy, most of these companies have not had apprentices graduate every year for the last 5 years. As far as I know, the quality of work out there has been fine with the open shop program. Why now is it not?
Commissioners want to work out a compromise. They're slated to take up the issue again Monday. In the meantime, Commission President Chris Monzel says he's pursuing a restraining order to keep the city from awarding any bids until the issue is resolved. That's the Week in Review. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Jay Hanselman.